Okay, Rabotai, Shalom. Today we're continuing the inyan of Sakhi Mamre, the Pasuk in Shoftim. So the first two packets were about the concept that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin, the Sosom, the Kaladover, Shayagidu, Lachayom, and Usmol. Right? And then the question whether if you think they're wrong, do you still have to listen to them, not listen to them, the whole discussion, back and forth. Okay. Today we're going now to another avenue. And that is, who is the Sanhedrin? Meaning, a couple of things. There was, when the Beis HaMikdash existed, so there was a room in the Beis HaMikdash called the Lishkas HaGozis. Right? And the Sanhedrin basically housed themselves in the Lishkas HaGozis. That's where they were. Now, the Sanhedrin was not always in the Lishkas HaGozis. For example, take a look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 6 here, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph on the bottom. So if you look at the bottom line, it says, connect them Golso Sanhedrin mi Gemara. That the Sanhedrin, even though it was in the Lishkas HaGozis, that was its main location, but towards the end of Bayesheni, the Sanhedrin, as Rashi says, the Sanhedrin had different locations. Golso Sanhedrin, meaning these 70 rabbis who were convening together, who normally convened in the Beis HaMikdash, in a room in the Beis HaMikdash, moved from place to place. Milishkas HaGozis Lechanus. So first they went, the Lishkas HaGozis was the room in the what? In the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin was originally. But then they relocated. L'chanus. Chanus is what? It's like a storefront. You know, like you have a shtiebel, you know, you have a storefront. So they went, in other words, they set up shop someplace else. In the Har HaBayis, L'chanus. U'mechanus l'Yerushalayim. And from the Chanus, they went out of the Chanus was on Har HaBayis, as Rashi says. Then they relocated to Yerushalayim proper. In other words, obviously the Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim, meaning no longer in the Har HaBayis, someplace in the old city, see. U'mi'Yerushalayim l'Yavne. And from Yerushalayim, they went to Yavne. Next, page 7. U'miyavne l'Usha. And from Yavne, they went to Usha, another place. U'mi'Usha, back to Yavne. U'miyavne l'Usha, u'mi'Usha l'Shforam, u'Shforam l'Beisharim, u'Beisharim l'Tzipori, u'mi'Tzipori l'Tveria. So there was a lot of travel. Now, why in the world did they do that? Why did they do that? Why did they keep relocating? And question number one. And question number two, did the halachic status of the Sanhedrin change? Maybe the Sanhedrin is only the Sanhedrin with its full force. So when I say, for example, let's say, Zochei Marmi. That's what we're doing. So if you go against the Sanhedrin, right, the Sanhedrin passed in one way, and you're a Zochei Marmi, meaning you're a rabbi, but you're passing against, so you're not allowed to, right? We discussed for your personal life, do you still follow them if you disagree? But you're certainly not allowed to paskin against the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin gave out a psak, if you think they're wrong, maybe for your personal life, we discussed maybe you should still not follow them. But to give a psak, you're not allowed to. And if you give a psak against the Sanhedrin, you're a Zochei Marmi. And if you're a Zochei Marmi, you get killed. Right? You get killed. So, what's the story? So, the Gemara says, on page 8, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You see, take a look, before we look at that, you see, what's the whole pasuk in Shoftim talking about? On page 1 here. Ki pali mimcha dover la mishpat. Person didn't know the halacha. Beidam ledam, medin ledin, beinegin lenega. V'kamtzov alisa elamokha mashivcha Hashem melkechabo. So that, and then you're supposed to do vasisa al pi hadover asher yagidu lecha lo sasur min hadover. So the clearly the pasuk in Chumash is going the kamto the alisa al amakom asher yivcha Hashem elokecha. So where is that? That's the base of Mikdash. The simple pshat in the Chumash of the concept of the parsha of Zochei Marmi is when you went against the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the story if you go against the Sanhedrin and they're not in the Beis HaMikdash? And you're not in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the story then? One second. So if you take a look on page 8 in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and the Chesem Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Well, take the Dina El Shadlo Donu Dine Nefashos. In other words, the only time that they would have capital punishment is when the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas Hagozes. So you know why they left? So the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. Even the Chozer Tishi who wrote it, he says because there were a lot of murderers in that time. Now, so you would think a lot of murderers, certainly you should kill a lot of people who were the murderers. But it was getting out of hand. The Lo Yochli Lemeda. So they couldn't. It was too much. So they decided that there was too much going on that we were out of control. So one approach would have been so we would be able to summon them. But their approach was it was just out of control, so we're going to leave. And once you leave the Lishkas Hagozes, so even though it's still a Sanhedrin in a certain way, but there's no Dina Nefashos anymore. There's no Dina Nefashos.
And that's what, because the pasuk, you see, the pasuk is saying, "Hakamta v'lisa l'makom l'amich l'makom goreim." Right? Only if you're, so the whole parsha of Zakein Mamre is only what? When the Zakein, when the Sanhedrin is in the Lishkas Hagozes, and the Zakein Mamre is arguing with the 70 rabbis who were sitting in the room in the Beis HaMikdash. But once they leave, so there's no Dina Nefashos anymore. Malamech ha-mokom gori. That the mokom of the Beis HaMikdash is gorim, the whole din of dinei nefashos. And if they're not in that mokom anymore, so they can't, no Bezdin could give dinei nefashos anymore. Simple pshat for anything. Right? Because the Fishi Rotschim. Since there were many Rotschim, they can't do it anymore. So that's why they left. Because this way, they won't have to judge Dina Defashis anymore. Well, for Dina Defashis, you don't need a Sanhedrin. What do you need? I mean, you need a Bezdin of 23, right? The Sanhedrin, you didn't need the Bezdin to, but if the Sanhedrin wasn't there in its place, so then the whole concept of Dinei Nefashos doesn't apply.
You need to be in place.
What?
Even though you need a Bezdin.
For what?
Meaning, even though the Sanhedrin of 23, or the Beis Hamikdash of 23, can carry, give the numbers to
people. Yeah.
It's in the back.
Yeah. Come on, say, what are you saying?
That even though the Beis Hamikdash of 23 can carry,
can be done on the Dinei Nefashos, they can only do so if there's a Sanhedrin of Shviim in Yerushalayim.
Right.
Yeah.
In other words, the Sanhedrin's not the only one who's done Dinei Nefashos, as Michael's saying. Any Bezdin of 23 is done Dinei Nefashos. But you need the Sanhedrin to be in its place to give the power for the local Batei Dinim of 23 to deal with capital punishment. And certainly there's no more Din of Zakein Mamre. Right? There's no Din of Zakein Mamre. You can't kill the Zakein Mamre. The question is, what if the Bezdin came back or something like that? We'll have to see.
Ready?
Yeah.
How is that going to solve the problem of people killing each other? That just means that there will be any punishment for people killing each other. Wouldn't that make it worse?
I mean, just...
Let's
take a look at page 8 in the bottom of the Rashi. Rotes came to call it. The ain't done indeed in a function of people beside Hedron Katana. But you need the Sanhedrin to be in the Lishkas Hagozes, and then that gives the power for the local Batei Dinim of 23 to be Dan Dinei Nefashos. But if it's just out of hand, then it's too much to handle, so they just gave it up.
That provides more incentive for people to be careless.
Yeah, but I guess they felt that they just couldn't deal with it properly.
I think
in other words, you say that
a lot of this had to do with the Roman politics of the time.
mean, the Romans, the big murderers were people of...
The Romans who are connected with the Romans.
Right, so they couldn't... So you're saying that they wouldn't want to give that penalty to the others since they can't give it to everybody.
The war, it's made it much harder to...
I mean, in other words, there were other peoples like Protexia.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to kill them, so it wasn't fair to kill the other people who didn't have Protexia.
Or if they tried.
So what you're saying is, so maybe what Vitality is saying is that what you are saying is, so therefore they said, since the system won't be fair, because we'll have to kill some and not kill others, so that's what Vitality is saying, so that's why they said, therefore we won't kill anybody. Because, okay, that good. Now, the question is, so there's no, then we're going to have a separate packet about exactly what the status of the Sanhedrin is when they're not there. But let me ask you a question. The concept, so there's a, there's nothing Mamre, you do things. You have to listen. And if you don't listen, you get killed if you give the whole wrong. Well, Sosur, and then Nisim. So the question is like this. What is the love of Sosur? Is that also only when the Sanhedrin is in Yerushalayim? Granted, if they're not in Yerushalayim, we can't kill anybody. But do we still have the halacha? When they're in Yavne, or when they're in Tiberia, or wherever they are. So the simple pshat, if you look at the Maram Shik, on page 26, so looking here on page 26 in the Maram Shik on the top of the page. On the left side. V'zeh b'zman she'beis ha'mikdash kayam kafil b'zman she'ein beis ha'mikdash kayam nireh. Even if when there's no beis ha'mikdash, so they certainly weren't in the Lishkas HaGaz. Nireh. Tim tiknu o'az gozru afilu ke'eis Shekvar Einam Yoshim Belishakas Hagazis. Say they made an enactment, or they gave a psak, in a time where they were not in the Lishkas Hagazis. Mikol Mokom Nishar Achiyavahu Dekra Al Pi HaTorah Sheirucho. But still, you have to listen to them. V'lo Sosa, the Mechuyav Lishmo Bekolam. Lo Ksiv Min Amokom Ahu. In other words, the concept of listening is not toloi in their location. Says Hamakom Gori. Only for Zokin Mamre and Dina Nefashos is the Makom Gori. But the concept that you have to listen to the Sanhedrin is even when they're in different locations. And the only concept that would, he says the only one person that disagrees with that is the Kuzari. For Isim Kuzari, the Dakta Yotzim and Amokam Ahu, Isbe Lo Sosu. So, in other words, the Kuzari, and Rabbi Meth pointed out to me the line in the Kuzari, because I put the bracket in the wrong place, as Rabbi Meth pointed out. Yeah, if you look on page 23, actually I made a mistake, I ended it too early. Right after I ended it, the line after, page 23. V'zeh nischayin v'hu l'mitzvahs Megillah u'purim, mitzvahs Chanukah. Kol omar al mikra Megillah, l'had l'gnei Chanukah, l'gmor tzahal, l'gmor al t'il ha'sidah, mitzvahs Erev, v'zuzeh. V'yuhayu chukeinu yotzim
Acher Hagolos Lohinu Nikraim Mitzvus. Lohinu Chayavim Lorach Aleim. In other words, the concept that we have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and a mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, and we make a bracha, is only because we were still in the Beis HaMikdash at the time, when these things were enacted. So Mimela, there's a din of Los Osir. But if these things would have been enacted later, after we were no longer in the Lishkas HaGozis, so then that would maybe be a takana or minig. It wouldn't have been the same status of a mitzvah derabbanan. Because the idea of Los Osir, the way that Maharam Shik is explaining in the Kuzari, also only applies when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin was in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Maharam Shik thinks the simple shot is no, that the Los Osir applies as long as there's a Sanhedrin, even if they're not in the Beis HaMikdash. There's still a din of Los Osir. And everything that they would say would be binding, and it would be a mitzvah midrabanan. Now, there is a very fascinating word in the Rambam. I'll have more on this later, but the Rambam on page 15, the Rambam wrote a Hakdama to the Mishneh Torah. So it's a long Hakdama. And he explains a fundamental concept. So look on the top line. Before where I put the arrows, top line, page 15, the right side. Nimsa Ravina Ravashi v'chevreim. In other words, we know Ravina Ravashi, they put together the Gemara, right? Some gedolei chachmi Yisrael habatikim Torah shabal peh. V'shegozu gzeres v'iskino hatakonis v'inhigu minhagos v'pashto gzerosim takonosim v'naglosam b'chol Yisrael b'chol mekomos moshvosim. So the way some explain what he's saying is an unbelievable thing. What he's saying is like this. We assume that anything in the Gemara is binding. Meaning there could be a machlokas in the Gemara, and then who do we pass them like? But the Gemara is binding. So you know what he says? You know why the Gemara is binding? Now the Gemara is even after what? After the Sanhedrin. But he says like this. This is the klal. This is the cloud way some explains. That any body of Jewish law that was accepted by the entirety of the Jewish people has the same status like the Sanhedrin. Because the Sanhedrin, we know, existed during the Beis HaMikdash, a little bit after the Beis HaMikdash, etc. But he said, Shas is also like a Pesach in the Sanhedrin. Why? Because their enactments, what? In Hebrew, Menhagus Pashtag Zeroson, third line. Vitakanosum Munagem, Bechol Yisrael, Bechol Mekomos Mosvosum. Because the book, the Talmud, was accepted by the Jewish people in all places. So, Ramela, you can't just say that. So it's like we got something from the Sanhedrin. Now there can be different opinions, so we have to decide who we pass with. But just to say, this is not binding. That this is a halacha that's coming from the Gemara. Oh, we don't hold from this. No, you can't say that because that's also losos.
because you're not going to get killed because there's no Zokin Mamre, because there's no Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaKazis. But he says, what happened was, Ba'achar Bezdin Shom Rav Ashi. See, Rav Ashi's Bezdin was not the Sanhedrin, but his Bezdin, when he put together Shas, was accepted by everyone. But afterwards, Achar Bezdin Shom Rav Ashi, the first one was on Ashi, Shechiber Agmarvan, the Gabru Bidei Beno, Nispazu Yisrael Bechol Arotzos Pizur Yasav Igiu, Ektsavos V'im Erchokim. Afterwards, people got scattered all over the place. So everyone had his little shebo, his little shul. So there was no uniformity anymore. So now, there's no Bezdin. There was a Bezdin in my city could tell people in my city what to do. And the Bezdin in your city could tell the Bezdin in your city. But there's no concept of lack of one global Bezdin. So basically, what he's saying is the Sanhedrin was the global Bezdin that was accepted by all of Israel. That was the Pasuk of Chumash, the Kamsova, a week ago, a month ago. But the Chiddush of the Rambam is, what some explain, is that even after the Sanhedrin, the Gemara, the Shas, which was accepted globally, had the same status as the Bezdin HaGadol, except for one thing, that there's no din of Dina Nefashos, because it's not, because even the Sanhedrin didn't have Dina Nefashos once it left the Lishkas HaGadol. Because the Sanhedrin, once it went to Yavne, there was no Dina Nefashos, because it wasn't Malkum Gorin anymore. But, and after the and the reason why, after Shas, it's not binding anymore, is because there was no more global body anymore. There was the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, who enacted Shas, was a global body. Was a global body. But the Bezdin of, but anything after Rav Ashi, Rambam says, that we got scattered here, we got scattered there, so that every town, every city had its local authorities, but it wasn't, they didn't have any jurisdiction outside their own locale. So the Mela, and one Bezdin of one city couldn't enforce people of the other city. Kol Bezdin she'omar achar gemara, b'chol medina b'gidu gozo ushizkin ohimik b'nei minoso, b'nei minoso harbe lo pashnu masa b'chol Yisrael. So anything that one Bezdin said, a Bezdin in Poland, you know, so there were people in Turkey, you know, so they didn't know what was going on to the people, you know, so it wasn't, there was no communication anymore, so there was no global acceptance anymore. So the Mela, it only was binding for the limited locale of whatever they instituted for the and they had Haggis and Minhagim that they instituted for them. So what the Rambam is saying basically is the tokef, the way some explained, is the tokef of the Gemara is like the tokef of the Sanhedrin, just like the Maram Shik said, that the Sanhedrin, the concept of Lo Sosur is even when the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaKazus. Except there's no Misa anymore. And that's what the Talmud is. But after Rav Ashi, after his reign, his Bezdin, his Talmud, that was globally accepted, then everything got scattered, and then there's your little town, and your little winkel, and your little city, and your little city, and everyone could make enactments for their place, but they can't make it anymore for Klal Yisrael, because there's no one that you're mechuyev to listen to in that way.
What is Klal Yisrael? Meaning, there were Tzedukim, there were crime later. There was Shmuel Taylor that didn't like it. Like, who has to be involved in Klal Yisrael? Is it Mamash every single person, or is it around the Hatos? There were people that did not accept this. And they were generally assumed to be, of course, already.
But
this was not accepted by every single person.
Right, because they're people who are heretics.
So they don't count.
Right.
Right.
But basically all of Klal Yisrael accepted the Talmud. We'll have a future discussion about the differences between Bavli and Yerushalmi, but
they were already in some sense scattered. I'm saying not only Bavli, they were already scattered, and the acceptance, yes, you might say was uniform, but the people weren't.
I made a whole series of shiurim of what's the strength of the Shulchan Aruch.
It's not accepted by all
five. Right. What's the story of the Shulchan Aruch? In other words, the Gemara is accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch is a different story. Yeah, there were people that were upset with the Shulchan Aruch.
It's more accepted now than it was then, and it's not
right. So that's a separate. I'm making a whole series of shiurim on that. What's the Shulchan Aruch? What's the toikef of the Shulchan Aruch? But the Gemara, you can't just say, this is just the Gemara. The Gemara is accepted. So the Gemara is like the Beis Din HaGadol. But basically, that's what the Rambam's saying. That after Ravina and Rashi, everything gets split up, and we don't have that unified body anymore. So the Sanhedrin was that unified body, and the Gemara was Rav Ashi who wrote the Gemara and put it together, Ravina Rav Ashi, that was also the unified body.
They clearly had a little bit after that. The Gemara's got some post Ravina Rav Ashi statements here.
Okay, but
the helpless us are
and therefore he says the Ficha ain't kofin anshe medina zulin hog kiminag medina acheris. But just because the minag in Poland is this way, so it doesn't mean the Turkish Jews have to do this way. Just because Turkish Jews have to do this way doesn't mean the Polish Jews have to, because you don't have that scope anymore. But it's a fascinating concept, and we'll talk about it more. But it's a fascinating concept that the because the Gemara was the Beis Din of Ravina Rav Ashi was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore whatever they said is like Ilu the Sanhedrin is saying it, because the Sanhedrin is accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. Well, that's a pasuk in Chumash, so therefore we learn from there that anything that's, and we'll see more in Rechaim discuss that it's in other words, what the Rambam is saying is, it could be that if there would have been communication, as it sounds to the Rambam, that after Ravina Rav Ashi we got scattered, and therefore there was no communication, so we couldn't have any idea of.
It sounds more like that they weren't accepted. There were fights or something. After the end of the Rishon, the Bavli was considered kings for a short period. I'm halakhically speaking.
The what?
There were Jews in Rome. There were Jews in Spain in the time of the Gemara. Mishnah already that this is true. The Jews in Spain were not having contact so much with the Jews in Bavli as 100%.
Yeah.
They accepted the authority.
They accepted the authority. They weren't. There was no distinction between
Rabbeinu
Rav Ashi and 100 years later.
But that's what he says later. He says, Moshe, say for first word Moshe Hosem. V'shibush hadrachim. They were far away in locality, and shibush drachim means it wasn't so easy to get from place to place. You see, if they would have telephones, and like today, if we would have the technology that they had, if they had the technology that we have today, it could be that, that they would have been even further. One second. Heyos Bezdin shall also Medina Yechidim. So any Bezdin of any particular Medina is Yechidim. Bezdin al Godol shall Shiva Echad Batal Mikamashonim, Kodim Chibur Agmar. So since there was no one Bezdin anymore and the Sanhedrin was gone, the Fichach ain't Kofim Anshe Medina Zu, Linho Kiminag Medina Hacheris. So that's why we can't make any Gzeris anymore. We can't make any gzeiros. Say I want to make a gzeira, you know, and I want to make a new thing. You know, so you can make it on your, like some communities say, we're making rules of how big chasanah should be. You know, two people are spending too much money, we're going to make rules. So they can make it on their, the Gerer Rebbe can make it for his chasidim, you know, and they're part of his, but they can't make it for you know, other Jews. It might be a nice thing to follow, it might be good, but it's not binding on any, it can be bound on that particular kehillah, but it can't be, because we don't have a, like when the Sanhedrin, you know, when they made Chanukah and Purim, so that's everyone accepts Chanukah and Purim, whether you're Sephardic, Ashkenazi, whether you live in Tunisia, whether you live in Timbuktu, wherever you live, you're, because the Sanhedrin was that global authority. So that global authority existed past the Sanhedrin through the Gemara. And the Gemara was the Bezna Ravashi was accepted by everybody, even though it wasn't technically the Sanhedrin anymore. But it still had that. But once we didn't have that authority anymore, then the whole system stopped. And then we can't make for other communities. We can't do anything. No one can do anything that's going to be binding for all of Klal Yisrael. You can make the Marat Asra in Kiryas Sanz can make it for Kiryas Sanz, and Kiryas Yoel for Kiryas Yoel, but not for the whole world. So you don't have that global authority anymore. Okay, so that's the beginning of this. Bez Hashem on Monday, Sunday, Bez Hashem, we're continuing our series on Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. If we can be here on Sunday, we can try to be here. I'm sorry I wasn't here last Sunday, but try to be here on Sundays. We do a different Indian in Halacha. We're doing Neir Shabbos, and Bez Hashem will finish that eventually, and we'll get to other things. So... Please, let me, okay, we'll start finishing in a couple of minutes.